weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On the Monday, June 5 episode, it's 8:31 Eastern Time. Let's switch live to a congressman's phone. He is Greg Pence, and we appreciate you for joining us every couple of weeks. Sir, how are you doing today?
Fabulous, now that I'm talking to you, Steve.
Oh, you're such a kiss-up. I like that a lot. I heard some news that might happen later this week. Some other guy named Pence might be announcing something. Had you heard anything?
I heard a little bit. As an aside, and you'll hear it first here, I will be headed to Iowa tomorrow. I was with my little brother, one of my little brothers, on Friday, and he asked me if I would go out there and help him out in his announcement. So that'll happen Wednesday. I'm not sure of the whole schedule yet. I believe he will announce in the morning, and then he's on a CNN town hall that evening. So he asked me to go help him, and I'm going to help him. It's pretty light week out in D.C. this week, so it's going to work out real well for me.
One of the things, Congressman, that we'd like to get your thoughts on again is a Tuesday, I think it is, a hearing, House Energy and Commerce Committee, having a hearing on AM radio being removed from vehicles. You sent a letter. You talked about that previously. What do you suspect might happen at this particular event on Tuesday?
Well, that's right. Bob Latta, who co-signed, co-led my letter, we had, I think, at least 100 Democrats, I'm a Republican, sign on to that letter. And we got a lot of compromise, I guess, or we woke up the big auto manufacturers about taking away AM radio and its emergency broadcast system out of cars, and so they're coming around on that. This hearing will actually kind of highlight that a little more. It's not my subcommittee, Steve, but I did get the ball rolling and got that done with the help of your association and a lot of other folks. And what's interesting is the Democrats I got on the bill were all from Detroit. Every single Detroit congressperson came on the bill and thanked me for it. So I think we'll get this done. It will either be put in, or the app in new EVs will be put in, where it'll be free to the person that buys the EV. It's really focused on new EV cars that AM radio would not be available in some of those. But we've got a lot of concessions so far. We got answers from every single one of the manufacturers, and this hearing's going to keep the pressure on.
Congressman Greg Pence is my guest on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. Were you in D.C. yesterday when they had that small plane situation, or were you at your home in Indiana? And what do you know about that?
No, I was back in Indiana. I came back Friday. I was out there for the debt ceiling vote last week. Yeah, and when I read about that, that's plain old bizarre.
Wow.
How that, I guess it's the family, it's tragically just the family of the owner of the plane company. It sounds pretty sad. There were young children in the plane. I don't know any more. Maybe you know more about it.
They had to scramble fighter jets, as is typical when something like that is occurring and they can't communicate with the plane. The plane ended up crashing in Virginia, and everyone did perish on board that small plane. We'll find out more from Fox News Radio and their reporting closer to the top of the hour. My guest is Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN. I understand from my notes here, sir, that today maybe you're introducing, is it called Diagnostic Testing Preparedness Act? What's that?
We have an awful lot of, we have Roche in Indiana. We have a lot of medical device companies. And this is one that would expand the availability of diagnostic testing equipment for Medicare and Medicaid. Just kind of a simple thing that you got to get it included for people to be eligible to use some of this equipment. Yeah, and how quickly science and technology happens in the healthcare industry. I'm on the health subcommittee. We've just got to make sure that futuristic opportunities to improve healthcare is incorporated in reimbursement.
Congressman Greg Pence is my guest on WMUN. Last week, the big story was the debt ceiling vote. You were a yes in the House of Representatives. Was that a foregone conclusion? Did you feel like you had to vote yes? Were you totally in favor of it? What's your stance on that situation?
It's probably, I voted yes before, but this one was a tough one. And what I did was what every congressperson, I hope, does. At the end, about 2 weeks ago, I went out and I sent out texts and emails, and we made phone calls and asked constituents what they thought about it. I was more of a no. I was yes on the bill that we sent, the Republicans sent to the White House. But it seemed to me there is no debt ceiling. You know, you and I both know that. And that bothered me a great deal on this compromise. But it was interesting. I got one no in all of the outreach that we did. And most of the folks told me I had no choice. And it was interesting. I'd say probably about 25% of the folks weren't paying attention, which was interesting to me. This is something that we're kicking the can down the road. That's just a fact. Even Leader McCarthy says that. We did what we could. We got some concessions, but I'll tell the listeners it's not much. But we needed to move the ball forward and legislate on other things, like you and I are talking about the AM radio, the fentanyl crisis, some bills we passed last week and the week before. You know, we can't just keep talking about the debt crisis when, frankly, the Senate wasn't going to do anything about it. They were going to pass it, and the White House was going to hold out till we moved it forward. But we'll have appropriations this summer and all the way to the fall where we can start whittling and fighting for cost reductions. And frankly, as you mentioned, I'm going to go out to Iowa. We the only way to stop this out of control spending is take back the White House, and it comes down to that. Leader McCarthy was on a program this morning. You know, in the next 10 years, Social Security, unemployment, and transportation bill are all going the funds are all going to run out of money. And we have to do something about these. We know they're going to run out. Frankly, they're already out of money, and it's just a matter of time before the games that they play at the Treasury, they don't have any cash left. Watch this week. You're going to see the Treasury actually issue a lot more notes and put a lot more cash in because we're already out of money. So, sorry you got me on my soapbox, Steve, but that last week's bill didn't solve anything, but it certainly let us move the ball forward so we can get some things done and get onto appropriations starting this month.
Congressman Greg Pence from the 6th District of Indiana is my guest on WMUN. I understand you had some family time at a race recently, didn't you?
I did. I absolutely did. I took 5 grandchildren. 7 and under.
Woof-ta.
7 was the oldest.
Wow. And I assume everyone had ear protection, of course, at the Indy 500. Were you happy with the way it ended? Because there were people that went both ways.
Well, it's a new day, I guess, in the Indy racing, right? I mean, it's going to be more dangerous, is my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, if it's going to stop every time there's a wreck, I think in the last 20 laps, which you and I have watched for many years, has always been when the big race occurs. Now you're just going to have to a free for all in the last 20 laps, and you know if somebody wrecks, and we stop and I catch up and go forward again. And So it's a new day, but that's racing. You know, in NASCAR, it's rubbed as racing. So that's what they're going to do here in the Indy, in my opinion, racing opinion.
Last item here for the congressman. Tomorrow, as we are talking on June the 5th, is the anniversary of D-Day. I'm certain with your military background, you have some thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners this morning.
Yeah, we remember everybody that gave their life. You and I have talked about people I knew that gave their life. And I hope this new generation learns the history and says a prayer and is thankful for the veterans living and deceased and that gave us the freedom we enjoy every day.
Thank you for your service, sir, and have a good week. As you continue your congressional work, say hello to that brother guy. Tell him I'd like to get an interview. I don't know if he has anything to talk about, but, if there's something that comes up that maybe he'd want to chat about.
He might this week.
Give him my number, will you?
I got it.
He doesn't answer my cell phone calls anymore. I think it's still in a lockbox somewhere in D.C. I don't know if he ever got that back.
A lead box.
Right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Same to you. Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Congressman Greg Pence, our guest on WMUN's Delaware County Today. And more to come between now and the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We'll have a Fox News cast update. We'll also have our weekly show called 765businessjournal.com radio. And then at 9:30, you'll hear us talking about all kinds of people. And a great guest today, Dr. Joe Mashevitz is the host, and Julie Metzger is his guest at 9:30 till 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's 8:43. Good Monday morning on WMUN.